Do you ever have difficulty in finding a radio station playing music?
Oh, yeah.
Then here's a tip. Tune to Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF.
Yes, it's 7 o'clock, and it's Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Still peeling custard?
Yes, I wonder what you meant for a minute. Yes, you're talking about Friday, aren't you?
Yes, we had a bit of a gas. Somebody filled my boots up with custard. I don't really think that sort of thing is on. Also, they filled up the back of my neck with custard. And those of you who were there... Shall I say that again? Yes, I will.
I wouldn't bother.
We're sharing the same pair of teeth this week, folks. Those of you who were there, it may be of interest to you to know that it took us something like 10 hours to clear the mess up afterwards.
Right, it did. Yeah, At least 10 hours, yes. Do you think we'll do it again?
I don't think we'll do that again, but we'll certainly do another gig again.
Right, definitely. Okay. I've got an important announcement to make very shortly, which I shall do very shortly. In the meantime, here is some Police. Rising Sun. Yeah, I think we still haven't recovered our tongues since the party on Friday night. That was the Police and... what was it, Dave? You don't know, do you?
No, I don't. Dave threw me completely.
Dave really keeps up to date with the charts.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to apologise while we're still talking
about
Flans.
That's all right, just don't do it again.
Yeah, no, not that. I wanted to apologise to Nick Turner, formerly of Hawkwind, for announcing him as someone who was still at Hawkwind, and he doesn't seem overly happy about that, and B, for flanning him, not once but six times in actual fact.
Right.
Listeners at home, you may be interested to know that Nick Turner of Hawkwind turned up, and we got him to talk about his record and answer questions that Alex was giving him, but he wasn't allowed to say yes or no. If he said yes or no, we flanned him. And unfortunately got badly flanned.
Right, he'll never come back again. Never mind. Don't forget, at 8 o'clock, Sarah's here reading out letters. And at 8.30, I'll be playing last week's chart. And before 8, I'll be playing this week's new releases. Thanks for all the dedications that you rung through on the phone line. I'll be giving out a number at 8 o'clock. Here are some of them that were rung in last week. Jeanette of Kingston would like to say hi to all at Tiffin's. John Henried says hi to all who knows him at M&S. And apparently that's the Gang of Three, and apologies to the lady concerned. Buddha of Ealing would like to say hello to Hannah, Margaret, Joe, Yag, Yob, Rob, and also the Heim, and also Vaishash, I think that's pronounced properly, who apparently is ill at the moment.
Yeah.
Bob Seger and Hollywood Nights, and that was that. At 8:30, Alex has got his report on Byfleet that has been waiting weeks and weeks before we put it out, but it will finally go out this evening. But on Tuesday, Alex is doing something else. What are you doing on Tuesday, Alex?
On Tuesday, we've got the final one of this batch of fast food surveys. I can hear you all cheering out there. Stop it! We're going back to Quickie's County Kitchen, which is tucked away in Acton Lane, which was, I think, the most popular one of the lot. That's Acton Lane, that's in Chiswick. Now, you can either meet there at 7:30, or I'll be picking people up from Turnham Green Station at 7:15. So if you can't remember where Acton Lane in Chiswick is, I'll meet you at 7:15 at Turnham Green Station. You've got to bring 75 pence, and we'll have a whale of a time.
Great, OK, so that's Quickie's County Kitchen.
Tuesday.
Which you shouldn't say too quickly. Moody Blues and Stepping in a Slide Zone. Well, first of all, I'd like to say hello to the fair lady Anita of Ealing, who is ill at the moment. That's hello from everyone. Hope you get well soon. Francesca of Putney would like a request for Zanny, Nikki, Julian and everyone in the apocalypse. Mothball says hi to all who were at his party last week. I'd like to know why we weren't invited to that one, Mothball. Hi to Tottenham and Haringey Sea Beers from the Ambassador. John of Kensal Rise would just like to say hi to Kathy and say that Kathy likes Rock's Tattoo, apparently. And Clive would like to say I'll read that one out in a second. There's a packet of... what's that over there smoking, Dave?
Oh, it's just one of my cigarette ends, Bob.
All right.
Just for falling in a packet of Jaffa Cakes.
Which is now smoking profusely. We'll put it out or something. Oh, goodness me. Can't take him anywhere. There's a great new single out at the moment. We played it last week in the new release spot. It's from Hamby and the Dance, and it's called La Image Crack. Yeah, it's a very good record. apparently I got 6 out of 10 for pronunciation of the title. I won't try it again because I usually get worse. I'll get 5 out of 10 next time. Yes, I'd like to apologise for going off the air early last week. As you may know, we've had some problems in the recent weeks. People who should know better with what they're doing on Sundays don't, and they're carrying on doing it. So it's a bit difficult to carry on with our regular service, but we hope that you'll stay with us, bear with us, and of course we'll get things back together very shortly. We'll be back to our usual full 3 hours, won't we, Dave?
Indeed we will, yes. I'd like to thank everybody who's given us offers of help and all the listeners who've continued to support us over the last 3 years. It's a sad thing when Thameside actually begins to suffer slightly. But we will be back bigger, better, stronger than ever before, won't we, Bob?
Indeed we will.
We may not always be with you, but for as long as there's a 1949 Wireless Telegraphy Act, you'll never need to doubt us. We'll make you so sure about us, cuz
God only knows where we'd be without you.
And should you ever leave us, life would drag on so, believe us. The world could show nothing to us. What point would broadcasting be to us?
God only knows where we'd be without you.
Days sitting by the burning fire with a pipe and tobacco, watching the cat singe and listening to Brandy Z petering its way through Top of the Pops, waiting for that magic hour of 7 o'clock. Cause
God only knows where we'd be without you.
And should you ever leave us, our lives would just drag beneath us. The world could show nothing to us. So what good would broadcasting do us?
God only knows where we'd be without you. God only knows where we'd be without you.
Boom, 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 boom.
God only knows where we'd be without you.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Thameside Radio, broadcasting on 90.2 MHz VHF. We broadcast between the hours of 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. If you'd like to write to us, it's Thameside Radio, that's number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5. Thameside Radio, number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5. From that address, you can get your letters read out next week, and also dedications. And if you like a T-shirt, they're £3.50. Sweatshirt shirts are £6.50, and you can get badges for a mere 30p. You can also get stickers to publicise Thameside absolutely free. That's Thameside Radio, number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5. Gary U.S. Bond, and It's Only Love. Right, well, Mark has been off interviewing bands again, and this week he interviewed the Broadway Blues Band. I'll give details after that about the band he's going to be interviewing next week, and you can also go along and see them. So here we are, an interview from Mark with the Broadway Blues Band.
This is part 4 of my pub and club band guide. This week, the Broadway Blues Band, who are...
Mark, bass.
I'm Andy Knight, drums.
Gary, lead and slide guitar and vocals.
Bob Sammons, lead guitar and vocals.
And I was wondering, where do you come from originally?
Ealing.
Well, three of us come from Ealing.
He's from the Isle of Wight. Andy's from the Isle of Wight.
The best of us. The rest of us. The rest of us are all inherent in Ealing, born and bred locally.
How long ago did you form?
About 6 weeks. Tentatively.
This lineup's only done 4 gigs. This is our 5th. We have been together. Gary and I have been together in various other bands, and Andy and myself have been together in various other bands. and we know Mark because he used to pick him up outside the pubs where he used to play, where he'd be lying in the gutter and give him a lift home, and then we found he played bass.
How would you describe your music?
It's blues. Blues and R&B.
What do you think of the present R&B and blues revival?
It's a bit samey. There's one or two exceptions, like, say, Juice on the Loose, but apart from the rest, it seems to be the sort of the R&B offshoot of the punk boom with a lot of energy, but there's not a lot of thought on arrangement seems to go into a lot of them, which is something we want to aim at, I think, you know.
We tend to go more for the blues than R&B, whereas R&B is primarily a rhythmic form without that much emphasis on ability of the individual musicians. We go a lot for the guitar solo side of things. I don't think there's that many guitarists around at the moment playing the blues properly. We think we are, but then again, we're conceited, aren't we?
Have you ever been in any other bands before the Broadway Blues Band?
My first ever band I was in 1969 to 1971 was Granny Clegg's Grump Band that used to play the White Hart in Acton down the road at a folk club which was run by Rick Wakeman, who subsequently went on to a lot of fame. After that I played in a band called Cast Iron Alibi, which was a band playing Django Reinhardt kind of swing jazz. Then I went on to form a band called Dangerous Rhythm, which had Andy in, which was playing Louis Jordan swing, R&B, very jazz, Louis Jordan, Ray Charles kind of stuff.
Before Joe Jackson.
Before Joe Jackson, I might add, yes, before this current crop of all that, we were doing that kind of material a long time before him. That had an EP out, which got in the Time Out Alternative Charts, and we also featured on Stuart Coleman's programme on Radio London. After that, it went into The Works, which was a bit similar to the Broadway Blues Band, but then that went on to, from The Works, it came into this.
Do you write your own songs?
None that we play at the moment.
yes, we do. Gary and I both write a fair bit, but at this point in time we haven't included any in the band set.
What are your plans for the future?
Gigs.
Rich and famous, that sort of stuff.
Many gigs as we can get, really.
Yeah.
Just playing a lot of people who are into it.
About R&B and blues is that it's a working band situation. It's live music. If anything comes off, you know, on the record side, that'd be basically it, but we basically formed as a gigging band.
Are you a fully pro band?
No.
What do you do outside the band?
Ask the others first.
I'm a driver.
I've got an antique stove business.
I'm a scientific glass blower.
I handle the bookings for the bands that play the 101 Club in Clapham.
Right.
If it ain't buried, I don't know what it is.
It's all true, folks.
That's all the band really wanted to say, apart from...
Good evening, friends!
Great. Well, thanks to everyone.
Thanks must go to the Broadway Blues Band for a pretty good interview, and I guarantee that you'll be hearing more of them on Thameside in the future. Another interview next week, so till then, bye.
Thanks a lot, Mark. I thought you'd gone away there. Mark, in fact, will be interviewing Stardate next week, and that's at the New Middlesex Synagogue in Bresborough Road, Harrow, and that's apparently near Harrow on the Hill Underground. So that's Stardate next week, next Saturday, at the New Middlesex Synagogue, Bresborough Road in Harrow. Go along and bump into Mark while you're interviewing them.
Could I just put you right there, lad? That's Bresborough Road.
Oh, right.
All right. Yeah, okay. I don't put my head back in the bucket of water now. Thanks.
Right. Bye. The Rolling Stones now from the album Tattoo You, and this one is called Black Limousine. That's the Rolling Stones, and from the album Tattoo You, that's called Black Limousine. Yes, if you just tuned in and you wonder why we went off early last week, it's because the authorities confiscated our transmitter, and in fact that happened 3 weeks ago as well. Well, we can't guarantee services for a while, but once we've saved our pennies to buy lots of new equipment, we'll be able to come back and be on for 3 hours every single week.
In actual fact, it's disturbingly becoming close to a trend, isn't it?
Yes, right. They'll start doing it every week soon. This is The Stranglers.
That you got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All the skirts lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. You know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, you just take a look over there. The whole summer. Well, what a bummer. I can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
Stranglers and Peaches. And now it's time for the new release spot. And that's a good one to start off with. You might have heard of it. A lot of people are talking about it. It's from Laurie Anderson, and it's called Oh Superman.
Thank you. justice is gone. There's always force.
Can't take any more of that.
Goodness
me. God dear. Actually, it's really popular. It's just selling out in the shops and such like things. Right. So everyone should really go out and buy it.
And then break it in half.
Something like that. We were wondering if the B-side was going to be an instrumental of it. We shall try and see if it is.
It's even worse!
No, that side almost sounds good, actually, Dave. Okay, here's the next new release. Hold on to your ears.
Together and do the crime. Bet I'll beat you to the photo file. Yeah, I'm gonna take the shortest route. Here I come down the water shoes. And when it's time to go, I'ma offer money down the road. With a loving heart, I could hear them sing. Look out, kids, it's bombs away. Torpedo, torpedo. Happy holiday. When the sun is out, we're having fun on that lovely, lovely day. Don't be cheeky now, don't be cruel. Strip off beside the swimming pool. You can't go that far. Turn around and do the cha-cha-cha. And when it's time to go, and we'll have them running down the road with a loving heart. Kids, it's torpedoes, torpedoes. Happy holiday. Where the sun is out, we're having fun on that lovely, lovely day. Where the sun is out, we're having fun on that lovely, lovely day.
That has been around for some time, actually, but somehow it sneaked into the new release pile, and I thought I'd play it all the same. It's from the Torpedoes, and it's called Havana Let's Go. The next one comes from Shock. It's called Dynamo Beat.
People need new vices, new people.
like shadows to an electronic beat.
That's Shock and Dynamo Beat. Well, it looks as if we might have to go off air early today. This is Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF. We'll be back on the air next Sunday, 7 o'clock, 90.2.